Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
We know that we don't win or we draw, we will not be chance to fight until the end. So, of course the pressure is there, otherwise we cannot perform in that one. So, 5 games left and on to next, more than I can say.
Do you have a big advantage because you've done it before?
I would love to say yes, but I don't know. What we have done in the past, that doesn't mean it's going to happen in the future. To make it, to do, you know, to do it again, the things you have to make it happen. So I would love to say, like, you won the last 3 Premier Leagues, you are going to win 0-4 here, we're going to win the next game and the next game, but no, it doesn't happen. But we know where we're playing for, it's just 5 games. It's a lot. The tougher ones, like Nottingham, for how they are playing for, and Fulham and Spurs, I would not say it's easy away games to go. But the schedule was tight. Now we have a less recovery than you had Madrid and Chelsea. Now we have less. And after you have 2 long weeks to prepare the next 2 against Wolves and Fulham. So that's why it's come back, good food, good hydration, good rest, and prepare next one. Only I can say. The quality they have. It's the quality they have. Phil can play more position than Kevin, but for the way they defend, we decide today to play in that way, and with our wingers and more fullbacks, and they did really well. So we know what, but we found them because the process with Bernardo, Rodicova and the 2 central defenders, they did it exceptional, and that provoked the spaces for them for run and have this quality, and they did it really well.
Sam?
Did you watch the Liverpool game? What do you think of it? Because it was interesting, obviously there have been challenges for years, and it felt like the pressure just was too much for them.
And they are. What happened in Liverpool, I said to a player, what happened in Liverpool, happened to us, can happen to Arsenal. So people don't expect to lose against Crystal Palace and yesterday, but can happen to us. It's football. So Everton is playing for relegation zone, like quite similar game, going to Nottingham Forest, and they play for their lives and give an incredible extra. But maybe because it was a real contender of us for many years, my appreciation for Liverpool is higher than ever. And you see the game they draw against in Old Trafford, the chances that they miss, or yesterday, for example, Pickford was exceptional with 2 or 3 savers in the important moments, and the game against Crystal Palace second half, the chances that they miss. So I say, tell me a reason why. I'm going to tell you, it's football. Don't tell me the reason why, it's football. And I can give you a lot of examples of my team too. So, but it's there, still is there, because I know the character for Liverpool institution and team, they're going to fight until the end. So, and we have to do it too.
Do you think that your players also look at that Everton Liverpool game?
Yeah, sure.
And think we've got to be, if we're not absolute 100%, that's what happened to us.
They know. I think they don't need, but being in, they have a manager that they remember many, many times, that we are not humble enough, and give credit to all the other player teams is not going to happen. And I don't know, I didn't ask them if they watched the game last night, like Arsenal before, but I'm pretty sure they have an eye of that, the result. And they know, go to the Goodison Park is not easy. Never was for Man City. So you have to do your job, and we have done it. That is really great. Now it's recovered, I don't know. I have to see Nottingham and see how the players recover and try to choose a good lineup and win the game.
Jens, for the embargo.
The results show that he scored more and conceded less and take more points on average this season without Erling than with him. What do you make of that?
I prefer to have Erling at my disposal than don't have it. Right?
Yeah.
Good. Next one. I don't know. I don't know. I spoke with yesterday with him. He said he feels better. He feels better, but I don't know.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.